On September 21st, at daybreak, the Ahuzat First Nation in British Columbia made Sarma Corporation pull anchors on their new salmon farm north of Tofino. The province of BC issued Saramac licenses to fish in the territory, however, there was no consent from the Ahuzat Nation. The free, prior, and informed consent is required by the UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Therefore, the nation declared that all Saramac protocols, agreements, and operations were nullified and illegal. When Saramac attempted to establish the farm there 10 days ago, five Ahuzat men stepped onto the farm and told the Saramac crew to leave. They vowed that they would risk arrest rather than see another salmon farm in their territory. Saramac is one of the world-leading corporations in salmon and trout fishing, having their sites in Canada, Norway, and Chile. In 2014, it was acquired by the Mitsubishi Corporation. My name is Katerina Gordyshuk from CKUT, and I talked to Lenny Johns, an Ahuzat community member, to learn more. So Lenny, what exactly happened? How did it all come about?
Well, I started following, tracking them down in the sound here, like with sound, the Ahuzat sound. I found out that they were putting the anchors together and the cage together, so I went around in my little speedboat. I have my own water taxi business, and I went into all the channels and inlets, and I finally found them down in White Pine. They are putting the cage together. They had half of it together, and as long as I knew where they were, I knew I had them. So they finished putting it together and towed it to a nearby fish farm where I went and took photos and kept them in my sights at all times, except for the day I caught them dropping the anchors in Tofino for a little bit there, and I decided to go pick up one of my friends for a meeting that we're going to plan on. We're going to make plans of what we were going to do to stop them, but I had one of my friends on board when we were coming for the meeting, and we went to go. I decided to go check the site where they were planning on putting the farm, and that's when I caught them. They dropped four anchors and tried to secure the dock, and I put my speedboat in front of the barge where they didn't stop dropping them. And I had the camera guy on board. He didn't have his cameras there, though, because we were just having a meeting. But I had my camera on board and my phone, so he asked to use it. They continued dropping the anchors, which was close to the boat, and he just told me to stop there. And I stopped there, and the barge stopped, and I called out for more warriors from Ahuzat to protect our territory. And I just told them that they were trespassing. So Ahuzat territory. We stopped them, and I tied up the boat to the dock there, and we were there for 13 days or something like that. And it was peaceful. We didn't have any arguments with the workers, even though they'd come check on us and try to harass us. They were doing circles around the cage, and our boats were tied up to it, and so it would rock and bump and everything. And we told them we weren't going anywhere, so if they wanted to get their Mitsubishi or whoever it was, Cermak, to come talk, but they never did, and they told us they were going to remove the cage and the anchors, and we waited that day. They said Monday morning, first light, so we were there to witness it, but they didn't show up, and we come back into Ahuzat to speak with our leaders, our chiefs, and our elected chief and council. And they took over from there. The chief J.J. Kitla. So.
Okay. So you said that you almost spotted their cages and their anchors by accident, right? So you didn't know about it. So there was no kind of agreement between the corporation and the nation, and there was kind of no consent taken.
Yeah, there was no consent amongst our people. It was three chiefs that signed the agreement, and we can't find out who it is yet, but that wasn't important at the moment. Like, I was so focused on that one farm going in there because that's my bread and butter, that's not only for me, but it's for my children and my grandsons and future generations. Yeah, I mean, I don't think they'd like it if I went to go mess up their table or anything, whatever you want to call it, but over here we use different language, so
Right.
I wasn't going to let them do that, and I didn't care if I was arrested or not. It's being told that on FB by one of our members, telling that I'd be removed if I didn't approve. And I just wrote back and said I'm against it, and so are a bunch of Ahuzat members, and no comments on that anymore, so everything's all right. There's a few that are against us, but I'd rather have less friends and rather than less fish and seafood. So, as long as I got the seafood and my family's fed and the next generations on and on, we'll continue fighting this.
Okay. Could you tell me more a little bit about what are the dangers of salmon farms being established on the territory? Like, I mean, the consequences for food consumption, and in your report, you stated that, there is a big decrease in salmon because of this kind of production, and also there's a problem of jobs being unavailable for Ahuzat Nation, and there's only 15 that Saramag offered to the nation. So can you tell me a little bit more about that, please?
Yes. Our herrings used to be a abundance in our channel here. I mean, we used to put trees in the water, and it's called Clockmas, herring eggs. They lay their eggs on there, and we go out and collect those and give it not only to our elders but to the whole community. Today, we don't have anywhere near that. It's pretty thin on trees, herring eggs, and our salmon. We used to have hundreds of boats that were in the harbor here and in the channel there fishing. Yeah, we could fish and fish, but we'd always stock up the rivers, make sure lots got through and done their job. But now with the fish farms, it's poisoning our waters and killing our fish, all our seafood. We have no sea urchins. We have our clam beds are dying, and where there's fish farms, our clam beds are no good now. And until we get those out of there, it's difficult. It's real hard, and not having the whole Ahuzat Nation behind us, and this is all over a few jobs. And it's supposed to be 51% of Ahuzat workers working in on the farms or in the fish plants, and those are what were brought up with the chiefs that signed the agreement.
Have you seen any support from other organizations on your, you know, on the blockage. And I saw that Sea Shepherd Canada issued a statement of support when the action started. So do you have anybody else who expressed support for the Offside Nation?
It's spread around the globe. We have tons and tons of supporters out there. And there's cash donations and food donations for Warriors for Yucks race. And our chiefs are supporting us now, mm-hmm. 100%. I've had calls from a couple of them, and J.J. Keitel is the one that come to our dinner we threw for the community to let them know where we stand. And that's when we got the surprise that J.J. Keitel, the chief, he told us that he took over, and his word is that it's gone. It will never, ever go there again. And the chief's word is law, our law. So it's good to have our law coming back, our native law, Kulis law. And it's more powerful than anything.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good to hear. I guess my last question would be kind of a hopeful question. So with this successful action that you just had, do you think this issue will be over, or CERMAC will try to employ more measures to resume their activity? What do you expect?
For me, like I was saying, I'm satisfied with the win and the victory of the Yaksuis farm that was going in, and that's over and done with. And with our community supporting the existing farms, I don't see them going anywhere until they try putting in another farm again, and for us to just go out there and tell them to pack up all their fish and their farms and get out of our territory, not just a new one, but all of them.